Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg-up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. You have tuned in to America's Home for Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. It's my pleasure to be here today. Thank you so much for joining us. I should tell you off the top that this will be our last day here in studio this week. I know we just have tomorrow, Friday. So we'll be out Friday. And we will be out through next Thursday. I will be returning here behind the microphone on Friday. Two things about that. Number one, we have a lineup of special guests. You're in good hands. Now, they've got big, big shoes to fill. We all know that. So they're probably going to come up a little bit short, but that's nothing about them. It's about the host of this program. I'm kidding, my friends. Micah Clark will be joining us tomorrow. He's the executive director for the American Family Association here in Indiana. We have Chris Dunham. All these folks, friends of mine. Chris Dunham, one of the folks that I've known the longest, was trying to think about that the other day. I've known Chris for probably close to 20 years. Met him through my brother. Chris is, I don't know how to define Chris. He's an author. He's a Christian apologist. He's a corporate trainer. He is he's done a lot. He was Zig Ziglar's protege. He'll be here on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Gary Varvel. Gary Varvel's become a friend of mine. He's a syndicated cartoonist. He's got his newsletter, GaryVarvel.com. He'll be with us on Wednesday. And then my friend John Crane, who's now venturing into, he was a senator here in the state of Indiana. He's now venturing into, he's done leadership things in the past, but he's really dedicating his time to some leadership activities, a public speaker. He was an interim pastor at my church years ago. And John grew up here around me. We weren't friends. I mean, he went to a different school, but close to this area. So that's who's going to be here next week. Well, tomorrow and then into next week. So I won't be back until Friday, number one. Number two, the newsletter still goes out. So if you've not subscribed to the newsletter and you still want to hear from me, which, I mean, why wouldn't you? Go to toddhuffshow.com/truth to sign up for that. You'll get issues even when I'm not here every weekday. Again, toddhuffshow.com/truth. So those are the housekeeping tips and bits of information I'm going through here off the top of the program today. I want to talk about Jimmy Kimmel. I want to talk about free speech today. I got a lot to get to, so we got to hit the ground running here. Before I do that, though, my friends, let me ask you something. Would you rather, when I was a kid, my friend J-Dot used to play this game, would you rather? And he would give me two usually absolutely ridiculous things to choose from. But would you rather today take two salty soft gels a day or spend hours in your doctor's office talking about your cholesterol? I know what I would pick, and that's why I take salty every day. I think that it's something you should look at as well. It's a natural supplement. It takes care of your heart's health. It doesn't mean, listen, I want you to hear me say this. I'm not saying that it replaces all this. I'm just saying as a starting point, as a supplement to take care of your heart, to lower your cholesterol, scientifically proven to help others may be able to do the same for you, why not start there? It's very, very inexpensive. It's an affordable thing to start. And you get a 50% discount when you use my name, Todd, during the checkout process on your first 3-month supply. You have nothing to lose but high cholesterol points. It's at Solti.com. S-O-L-T-E-A, Solti.com. Promo code Todd gets you 50% off and free shipping on that first order. I think free shipping is every order, but that's what you'll get on your first order. All right. So you may have seen Jimmy Kimmel is been fired, I guess. Jimmy Kimmel, ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live after affiliates. And I want to talk a little bit about this because it's kind of in a different way, the business that I'm in. His affiliate stations, some of them that were owned by a group, they refused to carry his show because of comments he made, about Charlie Kirk in the wake of his assassination, in the wake of his death. And I'll play those here momentarily. But I just want to, forgot to cue that up, number one. Number two, I want to make sure that I get to it once I kind of give the lay of the land here. Okay, so that's what's happened. Now, the argument, the backlash is about free speech. And, of course, people in the media, listen, I have no problems with the questions. I have no problems with the conversation. But we're going to talk about what free speech means and what it doesn't. We're going to talk about the differences between cancel culture and the consequences of what you say. I mean, you can't avoid that. So I want to get, that's where we're headed today. Also, the FCC chair, Brandon Carr, was on a program where he made comments that the FCC might come in and do other things, potentially even take away licenses. So we'll talk about all this. So I'll start by telling you, so the way this works is you have the main network, say NBC, or in this case, ABC, and they have affiliate stations. So you have the network, and what they do is they provide content to their affiliate stations. So affiliate station here for ABC in Indianapolis, I still believe, well, they've changed some things recently, but I believe it's WRTV Channel 6 in Indianapolis. It's the ABC affiliate, unless they flipped that. Oz, did they flip that? Do you know? It used to be. It doesn't matter, and I'm not trying to say it incorrectly, but it used to be. I don't really watch. We have a streaming service, and I don't honestly know half the time what channel I'm on. But back in the day, you got to think. So you go back to the early days of, you know, communications, and there were broadcast signals. There's a limited number of broadcast signals that you can get. The frequencies interfere. You know, you got to have a certain amount of power to deliver the signal and for people to receive it and to play the content. But back in the day, in the early days of television and early days of radio, the government said, look, these airwaves, these frequencies are publicly owned, but you can have, you know, you can apply to get a license to have that be your signal where you broadcast on that signal. And so since it was a limited thing, right, you compare that to the internet, the internet's unlimited, right? You might get lost in a sea of competitors on the internet. You might not be able to garner the same amount of attention. You might not know how to navigate it. You might not be good at SEO, whatever, all these factors. But everybody, you can put websites up all day. You're not going to run out of space. They're building massive data centers around the country and everything else to, you know, for all the information that's out there. And there's no limit really to the number of websites or things that can be online. There are a limit to the number of signals that are out there. From a practical perspective, you know, you can't have things interfering and all that. So they had to say, here you can have this frequency. Here's some stipulations. We have to have some requirements. And the FCC does have some requirements. They're also trying to balance that with, you know, giving these networks the continue to have the right to free speech. But there are also stipulations, regulations, since not everybody, some people are just limited. and you know, you can say limited by money and capital and just the ability to do that, but you're also limited. Even if you had the tower, you can't get a signal because these things, you know, have they all have licensees, pretty much. So that's how they limited these. And so then you've got the networks: ABC, NBC, CBS. Those were the big three back in the day, and they would create the content. You know, they would have things like national news broadcasters. You know, this is some of the all-time big names in media and that sort of thing. And they would also create content that they could send out, some syndicated content that they could go out to the affiliates. So the affiliates are the local stations. It's not unlike what we do. We produce this show here on the Conservative Not Bitter Network, the Todd Huff Show, and then we basically provide that a variety of ways over the satellite, the Wegner satellite, or sometimes you can send file. There's several ways to do this, but the bottom line is you've got local stations that then carry that content. It's similar. And so those local stations sometimes are, it's not common, but sometimes there's one station owned by maybe one individual or a family or a small group of investors or whatever. Sometimes they begin to buy these stations. I mean, the landscape has changed so much with podcasting and streaming and television and all this, you know, all these developments. It's just a different game. But oftentimes they'll own affiliates, sometimes across the country, sometimes in a particular region, sometimes just spattered about based upon where they could find a good deal or a market that they wanted or whatever. So you've got this a group of affiliates. And they said, after hearing Jimmy Kimmel's remarks about in the wake of Charlie Kirk's death, they said, we don't want to play that. We don't want this show anymore. We're refusing to air his show. So let's pause there and let's play just a bit of the soundbite of what Jimmy Kimmel said that upset people so much. And I'm also going to read to you, for you, a little bit of the transcript of other things that he said. But here's Jimmy Kimmel. This is what upset these affiliates. This is what upset other people. And before I play this, remember the full context here. Depending upon when you, if you listen to this show into the future, you might forget or you might not know the context of everything else going on. As I speak to you now, there are literally thousands of people who have taken to the internet to celebrate the death, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. There have been students on campuses. I saw one on video yesterday who was mocking Charlie Kirk's death, physically reenacting what happened to Charlie Kirk's body after the bullet struck him in a crowd. He had gotten expelled from school or, you know, kicked out of school at whatever university he was at. This is all over the place. I mean, people cheering. Some of these folks are straight out, they may all be demonic, but some of these folks, there's no doubt. I mean, they are laughing with glee. They look like a character, an evil character from a movie, some of these folks. They look straight out of the pits of hell sort of stuff. And so that's what's going on here. And that's the lay of the land, if you will. So on top of all that going on, on top of the reluctance of some to say something, just don't say something atrocious about Charlie Kirk. Just don't say something that is, you know, vile and vulgar about his death. They can't help themselves. This is what is going on. This is the context of this. So then along comes Jimmy Kimmel, who makes these comments. Listen.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Okay. So that's the gist of it, right? So that's, first of all, he's claiming that MAGA doesn't want to admit that the shooter was one of them, one of us. I went through this yesterday. I mean, this never made sense from day one. And by the way, as I've said, even if it did, even if he was MAGA, which pretty clearly the guy's not, he had negative a negative, I guess, tone, negative things to say about his father. You could, just from the text messages, he said his dad had become full-blown MAGA or something to that extent. It's pretty obvious that this guy is not sympathetic to MAGA. This guy is has adopted a leftist ideology and a worldview. And that, and listen, as I've shared before, that may mean a lot. That may mean everything. But there are crazy people, people that do heinous things on in any group of people. The question is, and I go back to this, the question is, are the actions, the evil that is being taken, or the evil that's being committed, are those things due to, or fed by, fueled by the ideology, or are they just examples of people within a group carrying out some sort of evil within their own hearts? And you have to look at the bigger picture. And I would say the radical left, I'm very careful with my words here. I don't mean every Democrat. I don't mean every liberal. In fact, I have an olive branch to extend to you today, my friends. I'm not here to be at odds with you. I mean, yes, we can fight about other political issues, but this is about the survival of our nation. This is about restoring goodness and decency to this country again, not to promote abject evil. I encourage you to stand with me and fully reject this stuff. These people have to be defeated politically. They have to be they can't be allowed to continue to steamroll the rest of us, to try to intimidate. They won't intimidate me, but some people they do intimidate. We've got to stop that from happening. Because see, what's interesting is they're claiming everyone else is the fascist. They are the fascists. They are the ones who are justifying the use of violence, the use of firearms, high-powered rifles to kill their political opponents. They are by definition the fascists, my friends. And so this is what Kimmel said. The affiliate stations, of course, I said a certain group. I can't think of the name of that group right now. Nexstar, I think. They said, we're not going to carry it. So then ABC basically said, we're going to, what they said is they suspended Jimmy Kimmel. Here's some more of the quote. This is what I played for you. We hit some new lows, he said, over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. Yes, he's at the fourth stage of grief. He's talking about Trump here. Played a soundbite of Trump. Now, Trump was asked about Charlie Kirk. I believe he was outside the Rose Garden. He was on the White House grounds, and he... I don't know that he even answered the question on the clip that I saw. It was talking about the ballroom that they were building and so forth. And so Kimmel says this, yes, talking about Trump, he's at the fourth stage of grief, construction. This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish, okay? I don't even like to say these words. So that's what initiated all of this. That's what caused all of this. And so people are crying that this is a violation of free speech. Of course, this comes not too far on the heels of Stephen Colbert, again, who they think, again, if you get in the mind of the leftists, they believe that they are being targeted for saying things that are anti-Trump, which is remarkable to me because they've said these things without any repercussion, even things that were defamatory against the president. Well, some of them have had to pay the price, but they've been talking poorly about this guy for a decade, and now they're acting like they're being silenced because they oppose Trump. By the way, this is not what it would look like if you were trying to silence your media adversaries. Do you realize how many negative sources of media are out there for Trump? This is one network. And by the way, the cable news networks don't have the same FCC requirements because they're going over cable news. They're not competing for that limited number of broadcast signals. And so it's different. It's different for MSNBC, CNN. It's different for Fox News. It's different for those folks than for CBS, NBC, ABC. They're supposed to be providing a community service. And there's requirements within the FCC that we'll get to my friends here in due course. But here's the real rub. The real rub to determine if something is a violation of free speech, if someone is taking away your free speech, it must be taken away by the government. It must be taken away by the government. Now, initially, until a ruling, until the 14th Amendment actually was ratified, the First Amendment really, in the early days, was interpreted to only be the federal government cannot interfere with your freedom of speech. That didn't mean that your employer couldn't. There could be term. I mean, that's a free contract or, you know, contractual employment agreement, whichever you have, that you enter into with your your employer, whether you're a contractor, whether you're an employee, you enter into that willingly. He or she, whoever your employer is, does not have to accept all types of behavior. I mean, they can make requirements. Sometimes businesses, companies do this, and people think that is too much. I don't want to work there. They're trying to control my life. Other times, because social media is so prevalent today, they just have rules. Don't be out there cheering the death of a person. Don't be out there applauding when someone gets assassinated in front of 3,000 people and for the whole world to see on the internet. Don't be cheering that. Don't be acting like that is a good thing when he's just openly having conversation, welcoming those with opposing viewpoints to come and share what they think, to question him and everything else. Don't cheer that stuff on. That's garbage. That's pure evil. We don't want to be associated with that. And by the way, companies are free to do that. And so that's what's happening now. You have a lot of fallout because people said, oh, I'm just exercising my freedom of speech. Well, the government didn't stop you. The government's not stopped any of this from happening, nor should they. Nor should they. And it is a remarkable thing to me as someone who's, I guess, followed this my whole life. Sometimes, you know, when you do something every day, whatever it is that you do, whatever career that you have, maybe you're retired, whatever you've done, you do it for so long. And sometimes it's hard to relate to someone who didn't do it. You sometimes forget what you've learned. And I'm amazed that people don't understand what the First Amendment is. The First Amendment does not prevent an employer from basically giving you consequences that say you can't work here if you use speech in such a way that they find offensive. I don't understand why people don't understand the difference between having the freedom to be able to do something legally and then also understanding that there are some things I just should not do even though I can do them legally. So, got to pause that. More to talk about that on the other side of the break, my friends. Let's face it, there's a lot of companies out there that do not share your Christian values. The good news is, my friends, you do not have to invest in them. At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. They'll help us screen out companies that go against our faith and values and create a plan that's tailored to your goals. And they'll handle the heavy lifting so you can focus on the things that really matter. Want to see if your current investments align with your values or to the degree to which they do? All you have to do is go to 48financial.com. That's the number 4, 8, financial.com/Todd. Don't forget that part. That'll take you to the assessment or the tool that you can complete. And it's easy to do. Just complete that, and then you'll be able to see how your investments align with your values. 48 Financial, because your values matter, and so does your money. I've got to take a break, my friends. Back here in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds.
You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. Lots and lots of stuff to get to today. I gotta keep it moving. Again, I'll be out starting tomorrow through Thursday. Got some good guest hosts filling in, though, so you'll be in good hands. But they've got some big, big shoes to fill, as I've shared with you earlier. Friends, I want to remind you, freedommarketplace.net. You can go to freedommarketplace.net and find a listings of conservative businesses who are pushing in the same direction you are. Look, we fight this battle that we're facing against the radical left, the extremist, rabid, evil-promoting radical left. We have this battle on multiple fronts. In the government, yes, elections. We got it in the workplace. We've got it in academia. We've got it in schools. We've got it with some teachers. We've got it with some school boards, some administrators. We've got it with some folks in the quote-unquote scientific community. I say quote-unquote because, listen, they are acting many times as simply as liberal. I shouldn't say liberal. They act as leftist mouthpieces, pushing out propaganda and so forth. So this battle is being fought on many fronts. And one of those places is where we spend our money. So that's why we created Freedom Marketplace. It gives you a place to find businesses that you can buy from, do business with, that are not going to go out and oppose your values by supporting woke candidates and woke causes. FreedomMarketplace.net is the website. It's totally free for you. FreedomMarketplace.net. All right, so I want to back up a little bit here. I want to back up a little bit here and talk about the FCC. I want to talk about the FCC. Brendan Carr was on a podcast the other day, and he said they, talking about ABC, who of course is responsible for Jimmy Kimmel, they have a license granted by us at the FCC, and with that, or that comes with it, an obligation to operate in the public interest. He then said we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way. Take action, or Kimmel, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead. That's what he has said, according to quotes cited at Fox News. So, as I shared before, the affiliates can refuse to air the program. That's not a violation of the First Amendment, for those who need me to say that. Now, depending upon the contracts, which may or may not be the case, if anything, it could be a violation of the contract, or maybe it's not. But the affiliates have a direct relationship with the network. And if the affiliates decide they don't want to air it, that's not a violation of Jimmy Kimmel's speech or ABC's speech. Now, as I've said, and as most of you know, but I have to say this because people out there don't know, the First Amendment prevents the federal government from silencing you, doesn't prevent affiliates from saying, we don't want to be associated with this garbage and this drivel. This guy is being very disrespectful and being grotesque in his assessment of the murder and the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Or whatever the issue is, you have a right to say, we don't want to be associated with that. So there are rules with the FCC. These are eight-year terms. You got to file with the FCC. They've got to review compliance and all this sort of stuff. The public interest service. The public interest standards is this: stations must serve the public interest, convenience, and necessity. That includes local news, issues, education, and information for kids, that sort of stuff. There are other rules that come with having a broadcast license. Obscenity is banned at all times. That's not protected speech, by the way. indecency and profanity is restricted, especially in the daytime hours. You get into the nighttime hours, late night, it's a little bit different. But there are regulations for that. When it comes to political broadcasting obligations, the FCC requires that these networks provide reasonable access for federal candidates, equal opportunities rules in certain cases, so that the station isn't just promoting one candidate over another. There's a hoax or false emergency rule that prohibits networks from knowingly broadcasting false information about a crime or catastrophe likely to cause substantial public harm. Boy, there's things that pop into my head when I think about some reporting that's been done in recent years as it may pertain to that. Enforcement and due process, basically the way that it works is a complaint is filed. There's an Enforcement Bureau investigation. They can fine networks. They can take other actions. At some point, they can deny your license. So claiming or threatening to take away a license is technically something that they can do, but they can do it on the FCC can do it on very limited grounds. And what they cannot do is to bar certain viewpoints, banning certain viewpoints, punishing speech simply for being controversial or offensive. So that's kind of a rundown of what the FCC, what their role is, what they can do. Obviously, you get to some point, you got to be an attorney and you got to look at a particular violation or alleged violation. And then that's got to play out in the system, right? I mean, there's a lot of ways that this could go, but that's the structure. That's the structure of this. But the FCC, in theory, could look at taking the licenses of these networks, which Trump has hinted at before, which upsets some people, which I understand in one sense. You don't want the government threatening to do something that looks like silencing speech of people who are standing in your opposition. Likewise, I understand that organizations and companies, if they violate the rules of the agreement, they violate the FCC rules, then, I mean, at some point, those have to be enforced, or what is the point of having them? So, I don't know. The FCC's not been called in here. I would prefer that to not be the case. I'm not arguing for that. I'm just trying to give perspective. That's what I try to do. You know, if you can't argue, at least explain the other side's perspective. Unless it's the radical lefts who've literally lost their minds and they have no interest in truth. But when sometimes there's just general disagreements, we know there's a line in there somewhere that says the government shouldn't be silencing the media. That's not what I want at all. I also know that if there's requirements and rules and regulations that are legitimate here, and by the way, these are legitimate because you have to, this is, again, it's limited. It's not like the internet. There's a limited number of broadcast signals and there are rules to be able to get those. If they're not following those rules, if they're engaging in propaganda, which candidly, I think there's lots of examples out there of where the mainstream media, which may at times include network news. I mean, cable news is, again, different. But I think that there's examples of where sometimes there's just flat-out lies that have been reported by media outlets and where this may have legitimately be an issue. So that's what's going on with that. We're not in that realm yet, but it's been mentioned, it's been threatened, but that's not what's happened. I've shared with you what has happened. So how does this differ? How does this differ from cancel culture? How does accountability differ from cancel culture? Well, cancel culture is this movement that says, if someone says anything with which I disagree, I want to take them out, I want to silence them, I want them to pay the price. Accountability is when there are rules and you violate the rules and you're given due process, you're given whatever that looks like, right? And due process can vary depending upon, if it's in a situation with your company, right? The due process at my company is they can review what happened and then they can make a determination as to whether or not something happens. I get terminated, I get written up, whatever. And of course, if there's something more that involves the legal side of things, that of course is a different process altogether. But accountability isn't just trying to silence people. And that's what cancel culture is. Cancel culture is they don't want to have the fight. They say, oh, you're on the other side. Let's get all of the people in our group to not buy from you and to punish you. Accountability says, man, if you're going to do things that are completely, you have the right to say them, but we also understand that these things are reprehensible and that no one should use their freedom to engage in these sorts of things. Society can say, that's not what we want. We don't want people working for us like that. I've had a little bit of a hesitation here. Again, I've seen people who have gotten folks fired for these things that they've said. It's grotesque. And some of these kids have been expelled from school, from colleges. And I'm not against that. There's a part of me that's like, man, you're really harming your own life here. You've been given ample opportunity to just shut up, to quit defacing memorials and that sort of stuff, to quit acting and like a fool, acting like you're demonic. In some cases, I think these folks may be demonic. Just because you can doesn't mean you should, and just because you can doesn't mean there are not consequences. And that's what we're dealing with here. That's what we're dealing with here. The chickens are coming home to roost. Now I've got to take a time out, my friend. Sit tight. Back here in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold. gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment. Again, I'll be out next week. Well, actually, tomorrow. And then next week, again, we've got guest hosts coming in, as I've shared. And you can always stay in contact. The newsletter, the Daily Truth newsletter, will still go out every day next week. If you want to get that content, just go to the website, toddhuffshow.com/truth. Sign up to get that free newsletter. I've enjoyed. We've really gotten some good feedback, and I've enjoyed sharing this this kind of new and improved newsletter. Anyway, you can get that in our absence. All right, so we talked about cancel culture. We talked about accountability. We're talking here about free speech. It's government who is the ones that can't limit free speech. They can't tell you not to say something. That's where we want to pick up, my friends. But before I do that, let me ask you or tell you here, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels more like juggling than just numbers. You got tax planning, estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their Family Office Services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, legal expertise, all of those things under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, making sure your legacy stays strong for generations to come. If you're ready for that next level of support, check out FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Jason and his team will take good care of you, build your legacy, secure your future. All right, so want to get as much of this in as we can because there's such a misunderstanding about free speech. We'll probably elaborate more on this as we can with the time available, but I'll do my best to rush through this. Not rush, but as quickly as I can here. So we talked about cancel culture versus accountability. And of course, there's more to it. We could probably do a whole segment or maybe even a whole show on that. But suffice it to say, cancel culture is really designed to intimidate, to silence people with different political beliefs. Accountability is about holding people to account for actions that people can decide and just based upon their own understanding of morality and what's good in a free society to say, we don't want that. There's consequences for that. You can't work here if you're celebrating the death of someone. If you don't like him, if you want to argue against his political beliefs, fine. You've been able to work here the whole time that you've been here, right? We've in many cases, they know you're a leftist or a liberal. Fine, but you can't be crossing this lines where you're now impugning the reputation of the company that you're working for. So that is the difference. Of course, there's much more, but I have to get through this quickly, and I want to touch on as many of these things as I can because there's been other examples of platforms, social media platforms, that have tried to silence conservatives. And someone on the left would say, now, wait a minute, that's a private company. They should be able to do what they want. And I would say, I agree with that. They should be able to do what they want. Those things should be written in their terms of service. They shouldn't be telling us that they're a platform that's for free speech when they selectively manipulate their terms of service to basically silence the opinions of people with whom they disagree. I think that happened to me on a couple of social media platforms. I think that happened to me with YouTube in 2021, mostly over my... Listen, I just talked about January 6th in general. I didn't get into any of the conspiracy stuff or some of the weeds on that. I just talked about perspective on it. and I got videos taken down. I got videos taken down, I believe, for COVID commentary as well, for simply asking questions. Why do we insist that masks work when the evidence suggests that they don't? Why is there forceful vaccination? All this stuff. Just asking those questions, I got silenced. I would argue that, in my opinion, they violated their terms of service. They could say, look, this is a platform where you can't say anything bad about COVID. And if they say that, then I can't do that. I agree to their terms and service. But if they say, hey, here's a platform for you to communicate, share your ideas and all that sort of stuff, and I share my idea, and they say, well, we don't like that idea, we're going to silence you, and you say, well, that's not what you told me the rules of the game were. They're now in violation, if that happens. They're in violation of that contract that they had me sign, that we agreed in, that we entered into. That's why you'll find on some occasions, I mean, maybe not that specifically, but you'll find class action lawsuits, sometimes against social media companies for violating their terms of service and so forth. So again, it's like a referee who changes the rules. We play basketball here in the Huff House. We're Hoosiers. We play soccer too. Well, I say we. I don't. The kids do. But you can't say in a soccer match, I learned that, by the way, it's not a soccer game. You can't say in a soccer match midway through, hey, you know, you can use your feet, just your feet, unless you're the goalie the first half. And then the second half, the kid's running down the pitch. That's something else I've learned with the ball. And you say, well, now they can just use their hands. Well, when did that rule change, right? We were playing soccer. There's specific things you can and cannot do. The rules can't be changed midstream. On top of that, the last thing I can get to is there can be stipulations on First Amendment rights, freedom of speech rights, if you're an employee of a government institution. So, for example, if you're an employee of a public school, I just looked at our school's social media policy. It talks about you cannot engage in defaming other people in the school district or in the school community. And so some would say, well, that's a violation of my free speech. Well, you don't have the right to defame people to begin with. Anyway, you get the idea. I'm just out of time. I wanted to discuss that today. Folks, I'll see you in a week. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.